Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted former President Donald Trump for his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. But as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, McConnell did not vote to convict the former president because of constitutional concerns.
McConnell called Trump's actions a, quote, disgraceful dereliction of duty shortly after the Senate voted 57-43 to acquit the former president.
There's no question. None. That President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
But McConnell said the process of impeachment and conviction is a limited tool and that he believes Trump is not, quote, constitutionally eligible for conviction. Seven Republicans broke ranks with their party in voting for a conviction. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The Biden administration is out with new guidance to help schools reopen for in-person instruction or to safely stay open. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, kids getting back into classrooms is a key pledge President Biden made and could be a major political test.
President Biden said he wanted most schools reopened for classroom instruction by his 100th day in office. But the administration has since lowered expectations about what open really means. The debate often puts parents at odds with school administrators and teachers. Northern Virginia parent and Republican political consultant Rory Cooper says this hits the suburban voters who were key to Biden's election.
I live in a very blue area, and the parents who live around me are frustrated. They're mad. It's been a year of their children not being in schools. They're ready for the kids to go back. They believe it can be done safely.
The CDC says the new guidance is meant to help school districts, but that the agency isn't mandating that schools reopen. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The U.S. Census Bureau says it's delaying the release of some of the results in the 2020 census for 6 months. The data at issue is used for redistricting. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the Bureau says it needs more time to run quality checks on that data.
Redistricting data are now expected by the end of September. Because of the pandemic and schedule changes by Trump officials, the Census Bureau says it needs more time to sort through duplicate and incomplete responses. Kathy Fung of the government watchdog group Common Cause says she's worried some states may have less time to redraw voting maps.
It may create the opportunity for state legislatures to rush through lines that protect their incumbents or hold on to party power because they're going to face very little public scrutiny.
Some states are pushing back deadlines through court orders or amending their constitutions. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. The Biden administration says it's revoking the designation of Yemen's Houthi rebels as a terrorist group next Tuesday. The move is welcomed by the United Nations and humanitarian groups who warn that the designation from the Trump administration could have a devastating impact on Yemen's access to food and fuel. The country imports 90% of its food. In 2014, Houthi rebels overran the capital and much of the northern part of the country, driving the government into exile. Years of efforts, though, to get both sides to agree to start peace negotiations have failed. More than 112,000 people have died in the conflict. Ski resorts have instituted new safety protocols as they navigate the COVID-19 pandemic, but some people are skipping resorts altogether and heading to a different kind of ski area in northern Colorado, one without ski lifts. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sig has more.
After a short test season last winter, Bluebird Backcountry is open for its first full season, right as people like Sarah Schultz are looking to ski as far from others as possible.
We try to stay out of the resorts.
And at Bluebird, she and her husband Kevin never wait in a lift line because there are no lifts.
And you don't really have to worry about, you know, having a gazillion people around you. And like we've been trying to be real careful about stuff, so, you know, that makes us feel a lot more comfortable.
And for them, that's worth the effort of hiking up a mountain before they ski down it. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg.
This is NPR.